from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And here to talk about the Birds, and yet we sit on August the 19th, tied for first in the American League East. Tied for the best record in the American League, and they've had a losing record for almost 2 months. From BaltimoreBaseball.com, let's welcome back to the show. He is Peter Schmuck. Peter, good morning. What is up?
How you doing, Bob? Welcome back. I was wondering if Vinny and Cordell had started a coup.
Oh, well, if I get paid, you give me money, I'll leave. I mean, look, I'm good. Don't worry about me. You give me a big old handsome check, the kid will walk out of here with no regrets whatsoever. But let's talk about the positive first. Best record in the American League, tied with New York for that. Despite all the injuries and the struggles offensively and the bullpen woes, which we'll get to. But Albert Suarez, we talk about feel-good stories, and Albert Suarez is a guy that most people, myself included, Peter, a year ago today had no idea who he was. Now here he is, maybe someone that's starting to earn consideration, possibly for at least getting a most valuable Oriole vote. When we talk about the importance of players this season, what about Albert Suarez? Where is he rating right now on the Peter Schmuck meter?
Well, he obviously is a tremendous godsend considering everything else that's happened. And you're right. It's really a strange situation that this team has played the way it has over the last couple months. And every other good team in baseball seems to have played just as poorly or mediocrely. And that's fortunate for the Orioles. But Albert Suarez, when they first trotted him out there, you go, boy, if this is the kind of guy you got to get, you're in a bit of trouble in the middle of the season. And he's just been fantastic. I mean, come on, guys. Could anyone have imagined that we'd be talking about three straight, you know, scoreless appearances filling in for Grayson Rodriguez? I mean, they have really, really, I shouldn't say gotten lucky, because obviously they knew something because they went and got the guy. And, it's fun to watch. It's fun to go down and talk to him in the clubhouse because he's such a solid guy. I hate to say this. Who knows how long this lasts? But while it does, at this moment, he would be on my MBO boat. He wouldn't be first or second, but he'd be on my MBO boat. MBO, I can't say that.
Gotcha. Most valuable Oriole. Yes. But Peter Schmuck, let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum. And Craig Kimbrell, who's a guy that might be getting Hall of Fame Cooperstown votes before it's all said and done. But the struggles have been well documented over a month now, where he's had a really hard time getting people out. He looked so defeated on Friday night in that game against the Red Sox. What did the Orioles do with him? Because I was thinking, you know, this was the angry fan with a couple beers in me Friday night, Peter. Like, yeah, he's getting DFA. Then you saw that, hey, Povich is coming up. I thought he was going to be the corresponding roster move. He's not. How do you straighten him out? Can he be straightened out?
That's the $12 million question, because they have two courses. They've so far taken the we're going to try to fix him course. The other course is, and I'm leaning in this direction, I think you might be too, the other course is you DFA him because you can't be tempted to send him out there anymore when it counts. Okay, and if we're reaching a point, 37 games I think left in the season, we're reaching a point where these losses become increasingly deflating when you have a lead and you lose games like that, and they get more and more. I know every game's the same importance in the standings technically, but they get more and more important emotionally. And this is a tough call for them because they're spending money on him, they're short on relief already, and so I guess they're going to try to stay the course. And hope that he and Gregory Soto figure things out. And Soto seems like he is starting to. But this is the great dilemma going forward.
Hey, Peter, it seems like Gunnar, whether he started hitting home runs and his fielding got better too, because he made some fabulous plays over the weekend, or his fielding, you know, improved and his hitting improved. But all of a sudden now it's hand in hand.
Yeah, I think it all, you know, it does all go hand in hand to some extent, but he was going to start hitting home runs again. He had a real gap there, but even in part of that gap, he was hitting the opposite field and doing things. You know, if you take out that 5-game or 6-game stretch where he made all those errors, I think what happened there was, you know, there was a come to Jesus meeting with the infield coaches saying that you have to learn when to be heroic and when not to be heroic. And that's why, you know, several of those errors were him trying to make a play. He should have held onto the ball. And so he got a little smarter, and now the home runs have started again. And the big hope right this minute for these guys is that Adley and he have just turned it back on for the last 37 games. And if that's the case, they're going to win the division. If it's not the case, they're still going to make the playoffs. And then we can go on worrying about the bullpen and the rotation.
Now, Peter, what about Povich? Because I was at the game Saturday night, and he pitched extremely well. Then, you know, for pitching well, he got sent back down, you know, to Norfolk. Will he be back again soon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're manipulating the roster almost on a daily basis. But technically, you can't come back for 10 days when you send him out. But if you have an injury, he can come back. And so, you know, their teams have been, you know, manipulating that either honestly or dishonestly for decades. And so, yes, he's definitely going to be coming back. Is he that guy, or is he the guy in the previous 5 or 6 outings? I think they've been working with him both down there and up here, and it seems like he has reduced his pitch repertoire. I think they told him to concentrate on 3 or 4 pitches instead of 6 or 7. Now, whether this was the result of that, you certainly hope so. He was terrific. I mean, he was terrific. And that's the guy they see in the minor leagues. You know, maybe he's just got to grow a little bit here like all these other guys that come up and have a struggle for a while.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Peter, last thing for you. You've covered baseball for a long, long time. Not to say you're old, you're wise, and you're learned, and you know
experienced
a lot of these things. Are we cool? Look, I'm all about the expanded playoff field. I know it goes away from tradition. You know, I was just 4 when they went to the 4 divisions in 69, and people losing their minds there. And then the wild card, now you have all this. But are we cool with the, hey, there's no real dominant team, throw a dart, and if you hit the right team, there's a chance they could possibly make a deep run in the postseason. Orioles are obviously one of them.
I definitely agree with you on that. I think you could go over to Maryland Live or the Horseshoe or whatever, and you'd be tempted to go to the odds on the World Series and pick a bunch of 20-to-1 shots for $10 each, you know, just for fun, because we saw last year with the Rangers and Diamondbacks that with this 4-tiered playoff system, it's just a crapshoot. But you know, still, you know, the team that has the best bullpen, the best starting rotation, will probably win. But you know, we're now in a situation where you know, every team could have a bad 5 or 7 game series, and that's going to make it interesting and frustrating at the same time.
Peter, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com here on this Monday?
Oh, just trying to put up with Rich Dubroff, and you know, it's never an easy thing. And we're just enjoying, like everybody else, we're just enjoying the Ravens, the Orioles being so relevant. And you know, we're starting to cover the Ravens over at BaltimoreSports.com, so I'm excited about them too. As long as some running back doesn't burst over the sideline and accidentally injure Lamar, we'll be all set.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.